I love Christmas. Is anybody excited? Just me then, just me and Ali over there. I love all the glitz. I love the tinsel. I love a beautifully coordinated tree where everything is matching. It's lovely. I love a nativity set. This is my current favourite. Hang on. Can you flick me on to the next one? My flicker is not working. There we are. It's beautiful. It's classy. It's rather tasteful. A bit like our beautiful one over there on top of the organ. Tasteful and coordinated and stylish. Gotta love Christmas. As the song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But of course, the first Christmas was anything but tasteful and stylish. As the video we've just heard said, we've been reminded of the truth that that first Christmas, God's arrival was messy. And I haven't got a nativity scene that shows that. Well, hang on. Can you pass? This isn't working. It is on. It's not me this time. Can you flick me on? I don't know if you can see, but that's another nativity scene of mine. And if you look closely, it's really grubby. I don't know where I put it in between Christmases, but it needs a good wash. That's the best I could do. But it's hardly the shock value of the stable. The story of the arrival of Jesus into the world wasn't to a clean, coordinated Pinterest Instagrammable stable. But that's what we so often turn it into. Let's have the next picture. Aww. We've got Mary, who looks like she's a blue nun. We have a cow going, hello. It's so cute. It's so Disney-fied. It's clean and it's palatable. And it's not real. And the real story was a mess, humanly speaking. Perhaps that's why so many people couldn't accept it, because it was so un-God-like, so un-king-like. Kings arrived to palaces, not stables. Well, if God's God, couldn't he find a nice room in some proper Bethlehem Hotel? Couldn't he have delayed the census a few months or just cancelled it? Couldn't he have allowed an early labour so that Mary could have avoided the trip? A four-day donkey pregnant, smelly pregnant, are we nearly there yet trip? Can't have been much fun. Why didn't God clean up the story to match our imaginations? Here's what I think. I believe God allowed Jesus to be born into a mess because that's the story of Christmas. It's about God's willingness to enter the mess. Our lives become a mess outside of Jesus. They look nothing like the white, stylized manger scene on our organ over there. Rather, our lives are sometimes pretty gross and smelly. I'm talking about myself. You think about yourself. It looks ironically similar to the real manger scene in which the Savior of the world was born. Dirty and smelly, and anything but neat and tidy and clean. It was a mess. Life is often a mess, isn't it? The manger puts Jesus at the center of the mess. It's not a masterpiece. Jesus came to the manger because humanity needed to be rescued. Not rescued from an Instagram version of the Christmas story, but from the messy version, the human version the dirty version. Because that's us. The Bible calls that sin. And sin is dirty and it smells. It's all those things that put us away from God. But what the manger teaches us is that Jesus is fine with the mess. He's used to the smell. And he loves us enough to enter the mess and be with us. Sometimes people struggle to understand how a perfect God can love messy people. Well, we don't get our answer by looking at a perfect, clean nativity scene. But think about what the nativity represents. That he didn't mind the mess of the manger, because he doesn't mind our mess either. And that's the point of the message of Christmas. Nope, still not working. Could you have the next slide, please? Today, Luke's gospel says, the angels to the shepherds, today, in the town of David, a savior has been born for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. It's a personal message. A savior has been born for you. Not them, for you. We've been asking the question, why, over the Christmas season, hence the big question mark at the front of our church and in our window. Why do we need this baby? Well, the angels sang the answer. A savior has been born for you. A savior because we need saving. Saving from sin. Saving from the mess we've made of our lives. Saving from the arm's length distance we often live our lives at. We put God at a distance. We need saving from the sin of self-sufficiency. I've got everything sussed in life. Why do I need God? We need saving from death to life. We need saving so we have the chance to begin again, to have our relationship righted with a God who loves us enough to give us the most precious thing that he has, part of himself, his son. Next picture, please. And this baby does that, but not in a clean stable, on a cross, where the mess of the world is taken on his shoulders. Next one, please. And that's the point of the Christmas story. The cradle at Christmas is a forerunner of what happens at Easter. The cradle and the cross. The mess turns into a message of hope, of new life, of death defeated and mess made clean. It's good news. So this Christmas, maybe we should mess up our manger scene a little bit. Maybe we could make Jesus a centerpiece of the mess, not the masterpiece. Because in reality, Jesus came into the mess to save the mess. That's you and me. Next one, please. The angel said, today, in the town of David, a savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Maybe this Christmas is the Christmas when you need to say yes to Jesus being the one who takes on your mess and helps to clean you up. Today we welcome the one who does that. as a baby in a cradle and as a crucified Saviour on the cross.